You'd say, well, if they're fixing to leave your house, you'd say, well, I hope what, come back again.
You all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
Would you ever say y'all or you all to just one person?
It depends upon the situation, but a lot of time, if the group is informal, I would say you all, but the group is, I mean, the group is, yes, informal, you all, yeah, you all. Wait a minute, no, that's what I'm trying to say. If it's informal, say you all, but if it's formal, say you all.
Mm-hmm. What if you're just talking to one person? Would you ever say y'all or you all to one person?
No, you.
And if you were asking about everybody's coats, you know, you'd ask the group, where are
your coats?
Would you ever say y'all's coats or you all's coats?
Y'all's coats.
Okay. And if you were asking about the people at a party that, if there had been a party you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone, you'd ask someone.
Can you repeat that?
If there had been a party and you want to find out which people went to the party, you'd ask someone.
What party did they go to?
Or you'd ask, was that the party?
Was that the party they went
to? Uh-huh. Did you ever say who all was at the party or who was at the party?
Who was at the party?
But not who all?
Where is that?
And if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, and you were asking about, you know, the people that they belonged to, you'd ask someone. Children are they?
Whose children are they?
What about who all's children are they?
Oh.
And if you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask someone, did he say?
All the speakers?
Yeah. There had been a speech that you hadn't been able to hear. Mm-hmm. You'd ask about it.
You would say, who was the speaker?
Or you want to know the contents of the speech, you'd say.
What was the speech about?
Uh-huh. How about what all was the speech about?
No.
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
for himself.
And you say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it
rained.
Okay, when it, what to rain? When it
began to rain.
And you say, what time does the movie
begin?
You say, it must have already
begun.
And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch.
Okay, and I threw the ball and he
catched it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
got a catch.
Okay, or I haven't what anything.
Catched anything.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
What different kinds of bread?
Wheat bread, white bread, French bread. And,
what do they put in bread to make it rise?
This leavening agent, yeast.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of a bread called light bread?
Light bread. Yes.
What is that exactly? How's it different from white bread?
There's really no difference, around here. The white bread seems to have the nickname light bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing.
You say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's
bought bread.
And talk about how much flour would be in a sack. You'd say a sack might have 5 or 10 pounds. And something that's fried in deep fat has a hole in the center.
Donut.
Are there different names for different kinds of donuts?
You have chocolate donuts, lemon donuts, jelly donuts.